We are up to the new Perek, a very interesting Perek. This whole Perek is very interesting, by the way, you guys, especially the last few blocks. Shnei Dayone Gzeidus Hayyib Shalayim. There are two Dayone Mishalayim who used to make all kinds of decrees. Kuvdal and Bez, the last two lines. One of them was Admoin and Ben Gadoi. Another one was Chonon Ben Avi Shalom. So he says you're supposed to say Avi Shalom because Av Shalom is the name of Russia. Chonon Oymish Shnei, but Chonon said two things, and Admon Oymish, Admon said seven things. Number one. A guy goes overseas with his wife and needs to eat. And she goes to the bed and come, I need food. She swears at the end. She doesn't swear in the beginning. So the way Rashi and some of the Shailim Shad is Tijba B'Saif means she's, if she heard her husband die, she comes to collect the ksuba, then she has to swear that the husband didn't give her any money. But B'Tchila, for eating food, of course she can take without even swearing. The Rambam learns that Tishba B'tchila means that she doesn't have to swear to take food, but if the husband comes back and says, but I gave you money, then she has to swear that he didn't. Nechluku ala b'nei kainim doylim, the sons of kainim doylim, we already had before, but who in the world were these sons of kainim doylim? We already had in the first Pedic as well, that the kainim doylim talking about, you know, the ksuva of an amon and all that. Who were these people? I don't know. But Amru, they say, Tishba B'tchila v'sai, she has to swear on both ends. Amr Abdayis ibn Hurkana is Kiddivreyem. Abdayis ibn Hurkana says, I like the words of the B'nai Kayim Dalim. Amr Abyechem Mazakai, Yofa Amachana. So they lived right before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, these B'nai Kayim Dalim. They had a. That Abyechem Mazakai said, Chanon, I like better what Chanon said. He doesn't have to swear, like Tishbala B'Saif. So the Gemara of Ramin, I'll ask you a question. You're telling me there were two Dayone Gzeidis. The Ramin, I'll ask you a question. Loisha Dayone Gzeidis. How you find there were three Dayonim of Gzeidis? They were specialists on embezzlement and all that kind of stuff. So it's a question. B'Yishlam Admon Ben Gadoi Chon Namitzach Hashem. The Kash is Kash at Tlasa Trein Kash Exedus. Two questions. First of all, here he says three, and here he says two. There's a three. And here it says there were the Yonim on Exedus, and there were the Yonim on Exedus. Takes a simple question. So what's the Kasha? All we're talking about Exedus. On Exedus were two the Yonim. There's Exedus, and there were three the Yonim. So Tejas says there were so many. Gzeidus. Are we going to be Geiza that we were Geiza that she should not have to swear, so she should help her out? This is a tekan of her. So Tejas says very simple. There were so many qualified Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. There's no way they would use one person to have to be experts in two different areas. If they were experts in Gzeidus, there'd be somebody else for Gzeidus. It must be the one and the same. Answering my taka, we're one of the same. What is that? Bishlam et klasas and lekasha, the choshev leitani. Those that were choshev were counted, and Chon Hamitzi was not choshev according to one version. Or those that said things in our Mishnah, they were counted. The lechoshev leitani. Alexeidus, Alexeidus kasha. Everything about it. Amar Ab Nachman by Yitzchak. So you're goizing Gzeidus al Gzeidus. It's one of the same. What were the Gzeidus about? Gzeidus, which makes it a little bit difficult because our Mishnah is a Gzeidah, and yet doesn't do Gzeidus. Or maybe you can say this falls under Gzeilas because the question is, did she really get paid? Did she really get money from the husband? And she's trying to take more money. So maybe it borders on Gzeilas. Ketanya, we learned. Kitmanati, if your animal goes ahead and damage early saplings. Those who decreed the Kiddush Yishlaim said, Natiya Bash, not so if it's just 1 year old, Shteikes, you got to pay a fixed amount of $2, silver coins. Bash, Shteikes, 2 years old, the ratio starts to grow. Then Arba Kesset, 4 silver. For a meaning, I'll ask you a question. Shloisha Dayonik Zaydis, Haya Birushalayim. There were three. That's another question. You say in our Mishnah here, two Dayonik Zaydis. It says, there were three. There was Admon, there was Chanon, and there's a third name, Nochum. Okay, you answered me about Chanon Hamitzi because he's not Choshev or he doesn't say anything. But there's another guy called Nochum Hamadai. Amar Papa, man, ton of Nochum. Who's the one who includes Nochum as one of the Dayonik Zaydis? I'm not Nosni. I'm not Natanya. I'm not Natanya. But after Nochem, I'm not the Megzayis Exedus. They had an argument. Who are the great Exedus? I'm looking what they argued about. If he's considered the head or just a dayan, was he a junior or was he a senior? Exactly. What was his role? Telling Mar of Asulekah, there are only three. Muhammad Pinchas is an amazing thing here. Now Pinchas said, let's see if you can understand this. Amar Abayishia, Sholosh Meyais V'Tishim V'Abor Bote Din Hoi B'Shalayim. There were 394 Bezin Shalayim. Now, but the biggest pell is... Rashi. Yeah, Rashi is the old Bezin of 23, which everybody argues in Rashi.
Is this mean literally?
Literally. But everyone else argued to say it was only from another Rashi in Sanhedrin, where Rashi says there were three bezels of 23, the rest were all bezels of three.
What's 394 multiplied?
You work it out, it's like 7,000 dayanim. So how many people were there?
Isn't that the same thing as when you talked to me about the time of Fulbright, this had this number of people?
No, that's
he's
talking about three times the number of people in the time. This is millions. This is not so many. If you remember the Gemara at the end of the first Pesach, the Gemara at the end of the first Pesach said, what's the minimum size of a city? 123 people. And what's a Cheshvan? Cheshvan is you need to have a Bezdin, you have to have a Bezdin of 23 people, and you have to have a Bezdin of 71. This is a town. You have to have, and it goes through all the Bezdin of 71 people, then you have to have this, the Seferim, you have to have this and that, and you need two people to live with to be able to have a fight.
So yeah,
two. So you need two people. Everyone else is a dyad.
Everyone works for the court except for.
Or the Gemara is saying is that everybody's so judgmental, and before anybody goes to court, we already know who's guilty and who's not. You say, "Oh, Yankee's a ganef," and this, right? So everyone is a dyad in town. It's amazing how many butted in, how many fights did they have?
There's one on every street corner.
Yeah, there weren't even that many street corners in Yerushalayim. Connected and corresponding that.
We call them chabanas.
Connecton corresponding that, but they were shuls. Connecton corresponding that, but the medrashes, you had but the medrash, and all of them you had the number of 390. Such an exact number. If you're a guzma, you say 60. You know, certain 300 exactly. Or samach olam obasa. Connecton and corresponding that, but the seferim, you had the place of seferim. So the question is, what do you tell me? There were only three. Look how many there were. And for the gemara dayanim two v'havid. Of course, the main dayanim. Or the chikamin, not goyis gzedus kamin. As we said before, talking about those who were able to come up with new gzedus. Now this is very interesting. How do they get paid? It's very important. Yeah. No, every bezin can make it. In every city, we will have a whole. There's a whole siman shulchan aruch. Today, if a bezin makes, it's called charamim. The charamim, according to the Bach and the Taz and the others, is mahatayda. Bezin has a koyach, the difference in local today.
Yeah, but hang on, but you're saying Yerushalayim itself.
The main bezin, they were the main bezin set. That's what we're saying here. There was that one bezin that their focus was gzedus, to come up new gzedus, to help people out or whatever. Where did they get paid from? Goyz gzedus shebishlayim. They used to take, they used to get their wages, tishim v'teishim monam. Well, 99 money, they got paid from the base of Migdash. It was leftover money, not allowed to carry the money from one year to the next year, so they got their wages from there. There were three of them, but there were these three, each one had their own. What was that? Each one had their own. Yeah, but they also made sure they paid out better. These bezins, these were 69 people. These are 69 people because you have three Dayanik Zedas, each one had their own bezin of 23. So there's 69 people who got paid from this Lishcha. And I saw a Cheshbon somewhere where it works out not a lot of money. Leirotu, if they didn't want to accept such a small amount of money, Maisifin, then we got to give them more. Very much. Leirotu, Otu, Mashiach's Kinnon, which was the Chazedim? Were they not happy with their wage? Ela Leisabku, what happens? It was not enough to live. Afa Pisha Leirotu, they said, we don't want more. We don't want to take money from Sibugelt. Maisifin Aleim, Pukfaket. There's such righteous people, they don't want to live off the fat of the land, but we say, no, you have to live so that you can concentrate on your learning.
Find such people,
Moshe. In Zmanabais. Now look at it, it goes weiter. This is interesting. Moment. I don't know how today people get around this because it's halach shalach. Karna havishokil istere mezakoi. Karn is a charge. Whenever he did a din tayli, he used to charge a certain coin in istere, which is the 8 months, from those who won. The istere mechayv. He charged each one the exact same amount. They had a fee to pay. Then he passed. I'm taking any money from the participants. If he takes from one another, that's called shaychad. Because maybe he'll slant the din that way. And you want to argue, Karen to keep the shock, but Tavai took them both equally. He won't slant the din. Who said, you think, and let's say he won't slant the din. You think you're allowed to take money? Now take money. But why did Tavai say that you don't shake Tavai? If the Tavai's trying to tell you, we're scared that you're going to distort Allah, which is a separate Easter of distorting Allah. You shouldn't find the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. How do you find them? What do you need a special Easter for Sheikhid? You're taking money from the guy, and you know the guy is right before he gave you the money. You know he's right. All you're doing is you're going to pass him whatever is right. He's thanking you for it. You're not taking money from anybody. So why will I take wages? Second most question. Hani mi, you're right. Hani mi lihecha de shaka b'toyra shachat. If we take them as a thank you, that's sheichad.
As a bribe.
A bribe. But karen l'b'toyra is agra b'shakal. He needs to get paid. Karen took it as a wage. And b'harayit as a wage because he took it from both equally. Freddy Gemara v'toyra's, now this is an interesting Gemara. V'toyra's agra b'shari is a dying allowed to get paid. And we'll see anymore later that no clay koyj allowed to get paid. Because ma'ani b'chinim ha'fatem b'chinim. Oh, very good. Oh, yes.
You had a look at this beforehand.
You remember them 7.5 years ago. Freddy Gemara, Mishari allowed to, but now we learn Hanoit v'schar loden dinah betalin. If you get paid for judging, your psak is worthless. Says Gemara. Hani mili agar dinah. If you charge for the psak, then the dinah is bottled. Garna aga betela v'shaku. He took wages because he was unemployed, that they couldn't do his normal line of work, and therefore he got paid. In other words, he could only charge what he normally would have got. The aga betela v'shaku, you're not allowed to get paid for that. But then we learn mechura daizel zchaloden el shinadin. If you take money for not working, you're allowed to. I know you're allowed to. The din is a din, but it's still mias. Hey chidam, what are we talking about? We mias. Ilay me aga dina. He took. He got paid for the psak. Din, his psak is a din, but I just learned, I know it's a lot of din betalim, must be la aga betala. He took wages for not working. We're talking about din, a dying. It's mias. Everything like this. Ani mili betala de la murcha. If he claims, I could have been a diamond schleifer, I could have cut diamonds, I would have got paid $1,000 for the day, and today I'm not working, give me $1,000. Nobody knew you were a diamond schleifer, and you don't have a job of being a diamond schleifer, at least not today. So then it's mechura, it's terrible. Karna betel the mucha have, but Karna Taka had a job that everyone knew about, and he had to take the day off to be a dayan. His job was he used to sniff wines to see if the quality was. He said, "After dayan, was it $100 bottle of wine or was it $10 bottle of wine?" You have lezuza, and he got paid, and that day he couldn't do it. So therefore, the bottom line is you're only allowed to get paid schar batola of a real job. He said, he would always say, okay, before I take the dintayda, give me somebody. I wanted to draw water. The irrigation, my job is to be irrigation. I want to take my plate for the day. So if you see from the Gemara here, first of all, many of these dayonim had jobs, mundane jobs, either smelling wine or working with irrigation. And second of all, it had to be real. So what hetzer do they have the dayonim today to do what they're doing? Real means you had a job.
What's a job that's not real?
You have a job and you get paid for it, and you're asking for the same amount of money. Not I get a job, I have a job, I get $25 a day, and the day I'm dying, I say, oh, you know, I could have worked today on Chesed polishing silver, and therefore give me $3,000. You can't do that. However, Tesis comes along here at the bottom of the page, and he says, very important Tesis is, in Halachat, remember. Let's just quickly the Tesis. First wide line. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam. Before they took wages from the base of Migdash. How can you do that? A dayin is not allowed to take wages from the plaintiff and the defendant. But if the community supports the Bezdin, of course you're allowed to take it. That's your job. The first taste is a chilik if you get paid from the people or you get paid from the community. If the community pays, you're allowed to get paid. And we don't need this whole pulpul. This is talking about if you're taking people. Answer number two. The Rebbe Mefarish, the Hochel Labetes Charanetlin, the Hochel Kosher Yoyvedin, they were full time Dayanim. Lohaya Iskim Shimoloch, they had no other job. Lohaya Lamelis Panis, they need Panasa. Vayimutal Al Tiblefanis, so the community has responsibility to pay the Rabbanim, to pay the Rosh Yeshivas. This is the taste that everybody uses against the Rambam. That a Rav is allowed to get paid because since he doesn't have a job, this is his job to be a Rav. So you're allowed to pay him to do what, even though the Gemara is a Mata Bechinim Chulu, but here you're like, in order that he's able to do what he has to do. Karna was a businessman, whatever he was, and he sat on a din Torah whenever they needed him. Then he's not allowed to get paid unless, and so on. Now it makes sense. Those who teach Shchita, Hilchas Kmitza, all these guys who were teachers took the money from the wages. You're not allowed to get paid for teaching. You're allowed to. So this is the taste that says, because if you don't do anything else but teaching, you're allowed to get paid. Because that's the community has a responsibility to make sure that you can survive, so you can do what you're doing. Okay, that's a very important taste, because that's the Rambam screams against this, and this is the taste that he's allowed to. Okay, let's go back to the Imam. Doesn't answer how the Yelim charge like a wounded bull today. and whatever. Okay, bye.
That's what the community pays them.
That's but the community doesn't pay them. It's the defendant. They try the plaintiff and the defendant, and then they don't do everything. They're honest. They do whatever they do, and then they.
They also make big money.
Yeah. Yeah, not the yearn that I've accounted. Anyway. He talked maybe, yeah. You never know. Okay, weiter. Let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. Look how Sheikha makes somebody blind physically, not just symbolically, but physically, not metaphorically. Oh, no, a person is sick in his eye, and they say, they're going to give money to a doctor, suffering, misrapi, suffering, misrapi. You know, they'll be cured, they won't be cured. They charge regardless. Because literally blinds. I'm like, you gotta take it literally. Not only that it blinds him in Seichel, but it makes him blind. It's a fact, says the Gemara. Tell me, learn. The Gemara couldn't imagine that a tippish should be a dying. Or Rosh should be a dying. Allah Gomer. Even the greatest chacham, if he takes shaychid, ain't a nifter in the olam leisam is a level without saying becoming krum. Starts saying things very, very krum. The salad even tzaddikim and he can make krum. The words of tzaddikim, if he's got a gomer, look at a shaychid, and there's no olam b'leitiv da without losing his mind. So Teis already explains that the first time he takes shaychid is a tzaddik because he paskin before he took the shaychid. So he's a tzaddik. The second time now he's already a rasha because he already took the shaychid once. You're a rasha. That's how the same person is deciding in the Russia. Then we'll write it. He also did me on my daughter, Nachma, Koy, my son, Pazi, Meller, Bamish, but Yamid, or as a king through justice. We'll keep the civilization going. The East, Trumas, Yasana, and a person who takes money will destroy it. Im, Daim, Daim, Lim, Meller, if the dying like a king, in what way? That he's aloof. He's removed from everybody, doesn't need anybody's help. Shayna, Tzarech, Klum, he has money of his own, doesn't need any bribes, and Yamid, or it. You know, he'll be honest, his integrity won't be questioned. But if he's like a koyin, he constantly has to mooch off everybody else, and therefore he's constantly looking at this guy, he's going to be a source of my livelihood, I better be nice to him. Yeah, her son will destroy the whole world. In Morrison Edmund, the same positive teacher that if a dying can learn, stand on his own two feet, just have to call up on the telephone other dayanim knew. So, what do you think the plaque should be? Those dayanim have to call on the telephone are a disaster, and those dayanim who know how to learn themselves, they're the ones melech, a king can stand on his own two feet, is Yamidot. Anyway. Why did the Gemara? Hi, Dayan of the Shul Shilta. A Dayan who has to borrow from other people is Pasul and Maiden Dina. Forget about taking presents. Even borrowing, he cannot Dayan because he's always beholden to all these people. That he borrows but doesn't lend back. Avil Isle Shul, if he borrows and lends, you know, it's normal, it's like a business. One day I borrow from you sugar, and I say, you know, you borrow from me sugar, and so on and so forth. Less lumba, that's no problem, because then you're not really beholden to anybody. Anyway, ain't not so over. Rav Shoyl Shilta Medve Barmoyan. Rav once borrowed something from the house of Barmoyan. Avagav the Leshaila Minei, and he never lent to him. Says, Gemara, Hosom over there, Lach Shavuni Hudaboy. Over there, that he borrowed from Barmoyan was not because he needed it. He wanted to give chshivas to the Barmoyan. The fact that the Barmoyan can go around saying that I lent something to Rava gave Barmoyan chshivas, and Rava did him a favor. Rava didn't borrow because he needed it. He borrowed to give. What did he give? He gave him the cupboard. And we'll see in Kedushin of Chesed, the Hogemar talks about the same thing about Kedushin. But the man gives more the cupboard that he took her money. What's wrong with saying Sheikh? If you know that this guy is right, so what's wrong if he gives you a present? What's wrong? But I like present. What's wrong? Even the kabbalah shaykh the minay equally died to the gabay, you feel a lot closer. You become like one. And you can never find your own fault. You no longer see straight. My shaykh, what's the base of the word shaykh? Shahu chad, you and the person giving you the money become one person. You no longer think straight. And the Gemara bring a number of interesting story to show you how insidious it is. You should not pass it in to somebody you like. Not to somebody you hate. Because somebody you like, you'll never see bad. The son you like, somebody you hate, you'll never see anything right about it, no matter what. You're blinded by hate or by love. This rabbi, this is a very important Gemara for all rabbanim.
It's a smaller community. got the robbers of Mabit Shira and son, a guy sitting in his shira and he asks a question and so on. Then this businessman, and he's a businessman, he gets to the internal affair of the robber.
He's definitely, if he's only a robber of one and not the other, yes.
No, he's the robber of everybody.
No, but if the other guy comes to share as well, then they're equal. If he's closer to one, yes, he's reason, or the other guy has to be Makabal. If he's Makabal, he's Makabal. Okay, this is a Gemara for all Rabbanim. Amar Abayi, he says, "Hi, Tzurim Rabbanim. If you have a rabbi, the Merachim Lebnei Masal, everybody likes him. Lav Mishum the Mal, not because he's a good rabbi. El Mishum Lemuchla Milushmai. He obviously is not doing his job. If he would have told people, love, hey, you're not davening. Why are you talking davening? Blah blah blah, and all that kind of stuff. He definitely has to make enemies. Then he'd be a good rabbi. A rabbi has to have friends and enemies. If he only has friends, he's a lousy rav." Amar Rav says, "Rav Mereish. In the beginning, Havamin, I thought Hani Bnei Mechuzikul Rachmuli. First, I thought everybody loved me." Kivan the have dine amina minayu, and they saw that I was a judge. Minayu soni le minay rachmi. I said to myself, some people are going to like me. Those who win the dentators will like me, and those who lose will hate me. Kivan the chazay, when the people saw the man the mechayv leidin the kazoch lemacher, when they saw that today I ruled for this guy and tomorrow I ruled against this guy, so they saw it's not because I was siding with one guy versus the other guy. I am down the line. Whoever is right is right. I don't care who it ends up being right. Amina, I say, imerachim kularachimli. If they love me, they'll all love me because they see how straight I am. And imasanukul, if they hate me, they'll all hate me. So it's not clear. Is he arguing with Abaya? Is he agreeing with Abaya? Okay, says Rabbi, tell him what we learned. V'shoichad lo yisikach. Ain't it? Have to say shoich mammon. Of course, you're not taking money. It's obvious. El afilu shoichad dvarim. Now the Gemara brings a number of stories. Even just being nice to somebody, overly nice, is already a problem with shoichad. We'll give us stories. But like, see, if it doesn't say betzal leisik, it doesn't say money don't take. Hey, chidom yishoy, what's going to say? What's going to say? He wants crossing a bridge. Also, a guy, a person came along to Shmuel, Yoav le-yod, he gave him a helping hand to pull him out of the water. Omalei, my vidach, what are you doing in town? I never saw you before. Omalei, dinitli, I have a dentator, and you're the dying. Omalei, oh, still love a dinner. You just disqualified me from dying, because you helped me. And I think you're a nice guy. It's already sheikhad. Ameimar have a Yosef. Ameimar was one sitting. The Kadoyin din. He was passing a din. Parach gatfa areisha. A bird came flying on his head. Also, gavra shaklet came along. This person took it away. Amalei, my vidach. What are you doing here? Amalei, dinisle have a din teira. Amalei, psila dinah. You just disqualified me. You did me a favor. Just a favor. You disqualified me. Marukva have a shadi roika kamei. Marukva, somebody spat in front of him. It was Mias. Remember Gemara Chagiga spitting in front of somebody? It was Mias. Also, a gavre, Kasia, came along another person and covered it. Amalei, my vidach, shalom aleichem, where are you from? What are you doing here? Amalei, dinisle have a din teira. Amalei, psila dinah. You just disqualified me. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yezi, Rabbi Rogel, he said, Rabbi Shmuel, he had an oris asher crapper, the havi maise lei kol mile shabbatis to bring every Friday, kanto the peder, a whole basket full of peders. And these peders belonged to Rabbi Shmuel, because this guy worked for Rabbi Shmuel. Yem chab one day, I slay behave shabbat, one day he brought it one day early on Thursday. Amalei, maishno, you know, every day you bring me a Friday, my peders. Now you're coming on Thursday. Amalei, din easily, I have it in Tayden. And I mean, I thought, agaburchi, I slay man. I'm here ready, might as well bring the fruit today early. Like Kabbalmine, he refused to take the paytas. Even though it's his paytas, he refused to take the paytas. Omalei.
So, in other words, if you would have
brought it on the
register, that would have been okay.
He wouldn't have asked him.
What?
He wouldn't have asked him.
Yeah.
Omalei, Pasil Lachadina, you just qualified. Both things. Not that I took, and plus he disqualified me in the paytas. He was machban on both ends. Oisiv Zuzad Rabbanan, Zugad Rabbanan, he set up other Rabbanim, Vikadainle. And he organized other rabbanim, and they should listen to the case. But how did the Gazan, when this sharecropper was leaving, when he was leaving, Rabbi Shmuel was leaving, walking out of the Dentaita, he heard the Dentaita. He didn't mix in, he just sat there and he listened in. Omar is saying to himself, my sharecropper, if he would tiny be smart, he would say like this. Or Iboy turn hochi, he would say like this, he would win. Then he said to himself, what's going on here? Why am I suddenly taking his side? Now I understand how wrong it is, and they should swell the people who take the sheikhad. Ma ani shalei natalti. First of all, I didn't even take the money, and it's mine. Vim natalti shalei natalti, it's mine. Kach mekabli sheikhad, kach mekabli. If you take sheikhad, it's even much worse. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Elisha.
And
no, it's not, because he has to declare it.
No, what I'm saying, if you would have listened, if Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi would listen to this in
Torah. But it's not a favor because he gets paid for it. If he wouldn't have get paid for it, that's called a favor. The moment an employee, nowhere does it say he can't be a judge of your employee. Because he's paying for it, so you, if it would be anybody else.
Yeah,
that's not called favor. I mean, we don't think.
In other words, this positive attitude that he had when he listened to think to what's going
to be. Only because he offered the pay this. He gets paid for it. The guy takes away half of his fruits. So that's not called a favor. Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol, Aisi Lahu Gavareish Lagei. The guy came and brought him the first, the shorn wool. Every year he used to bring it to him. Omele Mehechat, where you from? Omele Medech Plum from that city. Mahosom Lahachel Lahav Kohen Lamesim. He asked him, what are you doing? All schlep over here. You could have given him some other Kohen on the way. Omele Dinis Leiv. I thought I have to give the Kohen anyway. You're a Kohen, I'll give it to you. Omele Pazil Ladina. Lekabman, if you take it. He refused to take it. So the chiddush here is not only that he didn't paskin, that he didn't take it. He could have taken it, no paskin, because he's a kohen. He didn't take it either. He didn't want it to look like he's taking. He set up a group of rabbanim and v'kedayli in the judging. Bahadik Ozel, as he was walking out of Bishmar Elisha, Amar e boy turn hachi boy turn hachi. Amar, he said tifet, same thing. Tifet nachshonach gemem b'shoyched. Ma ani shlein talti. I didn't take. We metalti shlein talti. I'm not sure why over here because they're shlein talti. Because there's so many other kohenim, he could have given any other kohen. So it's not so much shali. But another, it's not like an outright present for no reason. Because the fact you have to give it, and I'm a kohen, I can take it. Kach mekabel
from him every year.
No. He never got it from before. He asked him, what are you doing here? Rav Onan Eisle, Gavre Kanta, the Gildin of the Begili. A guy brought him a basket full of fish. Omele Maya Vidya, what are you bringing a basket full of fish? Omele Dini Eastly, I have a dentator. Like Kabbalah, you refuse to take it. Omele Pasil Nilach Ledina, you also disqualify the dentator. Omele Dina de Ma, the guy said to him, okay, Dina de Ma Lebina Kibul Le Kabbal Mar. He said, okay, Dina de Ma Lebina Kibul Le Kabbal. Okay, you don't want to accept my dentator. Omele Kabbal Mar Le Mon and Mar Gribikurim, but at least take my present. Why are you denying me? Because we had a few days ago that a Talmud Chacham refuses to accept chesed from somebody, is denying the person. The righteous. Let me be Yaitim Mr. Bekurim. The Tanyan, how do you know that if you give a present to Talmud Chacham, you're doing Mr. Bekurim? The Tanya we learned. The Ishba Mibao Shalisha. A person came from the place of Baal Shalisha. Vayav Elisha Lakim, and he brought to Elisha Lechem Bekurim, bread of Bekurim, Esrim Lechem, Sa'edim, 20 loaves of barley, the caramel, Bitsikloinai, and so on and so forth. And Rashi learns here, just to remember this, Rashi, because he argues, Rashi, Elisha b'kurim, he wasn't a kohen. Shadi matzinu b'divra yomim shenis yaches aviv al shevet God. Elisha came from shevet God. The chsi v'yane v'shafet b'boshen matzinu b'psachim b'advarim, the shafet, the haikra, who aviv shalisha. So Elisha ben shafet, Rashi holds him God. Taisi disagrees, Taisi holds, who says he wasn't a kohen? What he means was, in that time, there's no b'kurim anymore. Oh, they didn't, Bekurim was only brought in Yerushalayim, and Elisha was not in Yerushalayim. Why would you bring Bekurim outside Yerushalayim? That was the question. When you bring to the Hamachach, it's like you bring to the Beis Hamikdash. And when you bring to the Beis Hamikdash, it's Bekurim, that's a Chiddush. So he says, who said it wasn't a coin? The problem with Elisha was that Elisha was outside Yerushalayim. So it can't be real Bekurim. No, boss, from Hila Naj, he brings anything to the Hamachach. In our story in the Gemara, he brought him fish. I don't know if you remember, but the Rebbe every Shavuos it was not a Baba Chassa, actually a vision of Chassa. He used to bring to the Rebbe a basket the size of the table of fruits to bring Bekurim every year. Kaslovsky. But bring it to Amachach is called Bekurim. And the Loimelokala, maybe the Amachach, anybody, any present of Amachachim, Kilimaki Bekurim, bring Bekurim. And the Sword Mary bring for me, you learn if you give money to Amachachim to Shaliv, it's like Bekurim. On Malay, so I've honestly right. Kibuli Loi Bein the Kabul. I didn't want to accept it. But hashta the omrili time, and now you told me you're not giving me for shaychet. You're not giving me because you want me to hear the dintayda. You're giving me because of bekudim the mikabilna. I'll take it. So what happened was shodre lekamer nachman. Just show you how even this could look and mess up. Shodre nachman. So Rab Onan sent the letter to Nachman. He did nothing wrong. He sent the letter to Nachman. Shodre nidayin in my lahagava. Do me a favor. Can you try this case of this guy? He disqualified him from the interior. So he told him, often, hey, what happened? I cannot be paskening, but you take over. Omas Rav Nachman thought, if Rav Onan sent me this guy, he didn't spell out why he passed me. He just said he passed. You could be passed because he gave Shaykh. Maybe he's my relative. So he said, since he sent me this, Shma mino krevehu, he must be his relative. He must be his relative, so I got to take good care of him. So Nachman happened to have a tent in front of him over Yisaimim. So he said to himself, what I got to do here? Haya say, there's a mitzvah say to take care of Yisaimim. And it says, Shvatim Tzedek. Over Haya say, there's an assay of Kovod HaToyde. This guy is a cousin of Rav Onan. And Kovod HaToyde of Rav Onan to take care of his cousins. I say the Kovod HaToyde Odif. I'd rather take care of this guy. Slikul the din of the Asma. Rav Nachman canceled the din of Yisaimim. The Achtel the din. And instead, he listened to the entire of this guy. Even the chaos of Baldina Yikara de Ka'ovile, when the defendant saw the covet that the Nachman was giving to this plaintiff, that the Yisaimim were cancelled and he took over, he stopped and they said he shut up. He couldn't have the courage to get up and tell him. Two more lines. Rav Onan, the Gemara showed the punishment now. Rav Onan was inadvertent. Rav Onan have a ruggle yo de Zagabe. Rav Onan used to have Elio Hanavi to come visit him all the time, even though it's a big machlek is Elio Novi, the Gemara is Elio Novi or Elio Stam, Elio Namoida or Tana. From here, this Gemara here, they bring it out. It's actually Eliyahu Novi. Rav Onan used to visit him. Rabbi Masterly said to Eliyahu, he taught him. It's called Seyed Eliyahu. Kivan Ovid Hachi. After this story, Istalik Eliyahu left him because it's not fair. You just distorted the holding tater. Yosef Betanis, he sat there and fasted. Ubo Rachman, he asked Abish for Rachman. But also, and Eliyahu finally came. Ki also. He got scared of Eliyahu Hanavi, but Ovid Tevus, he made himself a box. The Yosef Kamei, and he sat in this box. Ad the Ofig Le Sidre. So from then on in, every time before the Rabbanon never scared of him and Eliyahu were best friends. So this Maisa here, he had such a yid of pachat for Eliyahu Hanavi. He sat inside his box, and he learned. Eliyahu was outside, and he sat in the box, and he learned from him. And he continued teaching him Seyed Eliyahu. Behind the Amri, this is what we say: Seyed Eliyahu Rabba. Seyed Eliyahu Zutter. We have Eliyahu Rabbi Zutter. It's both the same sefer. But before he taught Eliyahu Rabbi, he elaborated a lot. And then when he sat in the box, he condensed it. And all this because inadvertently, there's a little bit of sheikhet here. So how careful you have to be. I think Maizach is not sefer that